Chamber. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Avid Gamer Podcast. I'm E.T., and thank you for listening. I'm sorry these are so sporadic, but I don't want to just pop them out if I don't have anything really cool to talk about. And today I've got something super cool to talk about. I've got with me, I've got Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, E.T., how's it going?
Good, man. Brian and I, he's a frequent collaborator here for the Avid Gamer. Anything I do with Avid Gamer, Brian always helps me out. But we always get into what we're going to talk about today. It's one of our favorite topics, and that is Batman.
Batman! Love Batman.
Batman's pretty damn awesome.
He's so fucking cool.
He's really cool. And this is a pretty good time to do a Batman podcast, because this is Batman's 75th anniversary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of really cool Batman stuff that's coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, people are, if you just Google Batman 75th anniversary, you'll see that really cool logo that's out. This, you know,
little skit on YouTube or whatever, where it's like Batman Beyond.
Yes.
And then like all the Batman show up throughout the years that are like
people
androids
are doing,
or something.
People are doing some really cool Batman stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then uploading to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Comedians are doing stuff. Little mm-hmm. filmmakers are doing like, you know, mm-hmm. skits and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you seen, the Batman series that, oh, God, like Batman can't stop thinking about sex and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yes.
Pete Holmes
is doing
it.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's funny.
Versus Superman and
he's
stuff.
He's funny.
It's great, yeah.
So Batman is just easily one of the coolest. He's my favorite comic book character.
Oh, yeah.
Monthly his titles. I mean, I buy a lot of comic books, but he's easily the one I buy the most of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many different titles are there that you purchase on the regular of Batman?
Of Batman, probably 6 or 7.
Really? There's that many going at once?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that for a long time about comic books, because I don't read the monthlies. I read like the collab, you know, when they put together the whole series. Like,
right.
Like
you're a graphic novel and a trade paperback
mm-hmm.
collector.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'll buy those too. Today no more than like 30 minutes from here, I was at Barnes & Noble and I bought Batman and Robin Volume 1 and 2, the trade paperbacks
mm-hmm.
of the latest series, just because I don't want to open up the comics again. I love the series. But yeah, there's always a bunch of different, for like Batman is so popular, there's going to be multitude of titles a mm-hmm. month. There's weird stuff like Batman 66. There's a title called Batman
Which is
66.
What?
It's a comic drawn the way Batman's depicted, like he was in the Batman television series
like
back in the late 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all the stories, I mean, Batman looks like Adam West. And
is it like the Brave and the Bold sort of animation?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
It is.
I kind of like
is.
That style.
And it's very, it's dialogue and, you know, mm-hmm. interaction with bad guys. It's a throwback to the series.
That's kind of, I like that. That's kind of charming in a way. I saw a guy, I was out. This is late last year, I think. He had I'm wearing a Batman shirt right now. It's like the Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
He had one of these, but it was the little Adam West Batman logo.
Oh, cool!
I was like, that's pretty cool. I got to pick one of those up.
Yeah, you can go to like Stylin' Online, or
mm-hmm.
SuperheroStuff.com.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two places I go, and they're nothing but like superhero
mm-hmm.
shirt web. Stores, and they're just like full. There's probably
crazy.
A 60 or 70 Batman shirts.
That's so cool.
And I mean, I think Batman's going to be the one character who, in Spider-Man 2 and Wolverine, they're never going to go out of style. They're not going to go out of fashion.
Yeah, I my first exposure to Batman, he my earliest things that I can remember involved Batman, to be honest. Like, I had a Batman shirt when I was a small kid, and I have it like in one of those t-shirt frames now. There's pictures of me. With like my other, like I had like this little toy golf club set when I was a kid, and I like had two of the golf clubs up over my head, like in an X, like they were like my clubs, like to like beat bad guys up with. My mom made me a mask.
That's Casey Jones.
Yeah, I know. But okay, tell that to 4-year-old Brian.
Okay, I'm pretty much am.
Yeah, zing. I remember getting the Michael Keaton Bat Cave toy set for Christmas. My parents let me watch that movie pretty early in my life, and they're pretty conservative about the movies that they let me watch. Still are, you know. Still haven't seen The Hangover.
Even at, 29?
Yeah. Still got the leash pretty tight on me. But I remember watching those, and Yeah, some of my earliest memories were of Batman, and he was my first favorite superhero. Then Spider-Man kind of took over, and now I think it's back to Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
Batman, you know, he's just evolved through the years.
Yes.
And I remember when the Batman, my first exposure came from World's Finest Comics from the early 80s.
Okay.
When Batman and Superman, this is before Frank Miller just changed Batman's tone.
Mm-hmm.
He came along and kind of changed Batman's tone.
With, like, Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah. Yeah, he made him, like, cool again. And
as
even
opposed
though,
to, what, how was he?
I thought he was cool, but he was just...
Well, you're not cool, so you're not a good barometer.
Yeah, I'm not a good barometer of what's cool or not. Yeah. But he was before his costume got darker, I mean, shaded darker, and I don't know, he had more of a lighter tone. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like he had more of a lighter tone to him.
Okay.
And then the Dark Knight Returns. Yeah. And then the Dark Knight Returns came out, and people rediscovered. This was the mid-80s. Uh-huh. People kind of rediscovered that, oh, shit, Batman's kind of dark. He'd come from a dark place. His parents were murdered.
Yeah.
And he's never, you know, never loved anybody other than his parents and maybe Alfred, you know, because he just won't allow himself.
Yeah. It always surprises me. I have... Dark Knight Returns. I don't know why I picked it up. I don't think you recommended it. You recommended a couple titles to me recently that we'll talk about. I picked it up a year and a half or so ago, and then the animated
movies
came out. Those are so well done. That's probably my favorite Batman comic.
Yeah.
And I can't believe those were put out in the 80s, at least the comic. Like, that's so surprising.
Right.
Yeah, like, because it's such a modern, it's very modern to how it is. What his tone is now in the movies, you could definitely see some of what was in Nolan's trilogy taken from The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
And to jump ahead a second, it looks like Ben Affleck's Batman costume looks very Dark Knight Returns-ish.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Frank Miller with The Dark Knight Returns, he took Batman as dark as he can go without isolating fans. He did that later with All-Star Batman and Robin. Because he did Jim Lee, who's one of my favorite artists. If you ever go in like my man cave, I have a huge poster of like that. All-Star Batman and Robin, the art is just phenomenal. Anything Jim Lee does, like Hush or whatever, is phenomenal. But Frank Miller took Batman as far as he'll go without isolating people, without people going, that's not my Batman. And people have said that about All-Star Batman and Robin. They're like, Batman is just sadistic in that story. I like it. To me, it's an Elseworld story, which is when they tell a story that's not on like Earth One.
Yeah, it's like parallel universe.
Yeah, parallel universe, or just like a supposed it happened. You know?
Is Frank Miller, is he an artist and a writer?
That's a good question. I don't know too much of Frank Miller's art, to be honest.
He's a writer, first and foremost. Okay,
yeah.
Because it seems like at least like Sin City and Batman and Robin, or Sin City and like 300, you can kind of see a similarity in the artwork. I didn't know if he had any input in that. Maybe he does.
So
I don't know.
But Dark Knight Returns was just excellent and an amazing story. You don't really know what led up to that. Because you know that somehow Superman had to round up some other characters.
Yep.
Like Green Arrow.
Green Arrow's arm.
Is missing.
Yeah. Not there.
It's just alluded to it.
Uh-huh.
You know? There was, obviously, Superman and Batman tussled
At some point. And Batman was told to go away, and he eventually did.
Yeah, eventually did.
For a while. Yeah.
Yeah, until he decided he had to come out and take down the mutant gang.
That was great. That second fight scene with him and the mutant leader in the mud pit is probably my favorite Batman fight scene. Out of any fight scene that Batman has ever been in, live action, comic, whatever, it's that one. If only because he uses jiu-jitsu at the end and breaks his arm and then breaks his leg in half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and talks shit to him while he's doing it.
It's
brilliant.
If you think of what Batman was up until that point, you know, he's created by, Bob Kane. And I think I got him with Bill Finger as the other guy. And there's a big controversy. People talk about, like, who really did the work on creating Batman. And Bob Kane gets a lot of the credit because I think he was just more vocal.
I've never heard of the other guy.
Yep.
So, yep.
I think Bob Kane kind of championed himself as the almost sole creator. But, you know, history tells a different story to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at, like, Batman in the 40s and 50s, in the 60s, there was a lot of, there was a campy element to it, you know? And that kind of turned around with guys like Jim Aparo, the artist, you know, and just really great artist that came along and just, you know, drew them a little bit darker and darker until, yeah, Frank Miller came along and said, you know what, we're going to make this story really grim. And then my parents, they let me, they took me to see the Batman movie that Tim Burton directed, which I love. With Michael
Keaton. You love some Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton is awesome. I do Michael Keaton Monday on Instagram. Happy Michael Keaton Monday. They took me, they let me go see that, but I was like 10 or 11. Or maybe, I don't know. I think they were basing Batman off of, like, the Adam West portrayal. They hadn't seen Batman so dark. And Michael Keaton's Batman is a dark movie. It's a lot of dark, deep tones. You know? And you, for once, you get to see Batman's psychosis on film. You know?
I would like if they delved into that a little bit more. Like those are my favorite Batman stories. The one that shows him is, like, he's fucked up. Like, he is not, like, I texted you that image. I just finished, for the listeners, I just finished reading Hush 2 days ago. I took it down in a single day. You know, I just couldn't stop reading it. Enjoyed it for the most part. There's that great quote in there when he's fighting Clark, when Clark's under Poison Ivy's control, and he's like, Clark could use a super speed and squish me into this concrete, but knowing how your enemy thinks is the most important thing, and deep down, Clark's a good guy. And deep down, I'm not. And it's just like, damn. Like he, like, yeah, he beat Batman. I mean, he beat Superman at least twice. He beat him there, and or outsmarted him, and beat him in The Dark Knight Returns. So, yeah, he's definitely got some serious psychosis. That trailer you sent me to Arkham Origins, where it's just his face, there's no words, there's just the music, and it's just him throughout his life getting punched and beat up and stuff. It's like, the first scene of that is them coming out of whatever Zorro movie they were seeing and walking down Crime Alley. Why you would walk down something called Crime Alley?
Good question.
I don't know. Nice going, Thomas Wayne. and he's smiling, and then you see him kind of stop smiling, and boom, you see the flash. That's probably the last time Bruce Wayne ever truly smiled. Yeah, and now it's just a facade. Like, he doesn't know how. Like, he is that fucked up, you know?
Right. He saw his parents murdered. You know, in front of him. And he blames himself because that movie scared him and he wanted to leave.
He wanted to leave,
And if, you know, had those series of events not happened, Joe Chill, which was the name of the murderer, would not have shot him. You know, shot his parents. And, the cool thing is, it's like they've tampered with, like, who paid Joe Chill to do that? Was it Falcone's? I mean, that was in the movie. I mean, you know, in the Tim Burton movie, the Joker, Jack, was a guy named Jack Napier.
Just found out Jack Napier's still alive. Yeah. That was odd, but I like that movie a lot.
That was a good movie. Yeah. Anyway, back to that. So that was a blockbuster. That put Batman back on the map for... it put him back in modern culture's mind. You know, because that really... The Superman movies of the 80s, the Richard Donner movies, I think those were kind of not... taken seriously as comic book movies. It didn't kickstart a comic book movie, the revolution of comic book movies. It didn't really do it. You had some stuff come out after, you know, their Supergirl came out and, you know, the Punisher.
The Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
Low budget stuff. But Batman made comic book movies viable. And you're seen as profitable in Hollywood's eyes. And the second one was really excellent.
I've probably seen that one the least amount. I've seen it, but I haven't seen it very many times.
You've seen Batman and Robin more than you've seen Batman Returns?
I just watched it recently because I listened to another podcast where they make fun of movies. And yeah, and that was on TV recently, in the last 6 months, too. Like Batman Returns, obviously much more than Batman and Robin, the horribleness that it was. But yeah, I think I've seen Batman Returns the least amount of times. It was darker than the first one. It was grotesque. Like, when that came out, I was probably still young enough to get kind of, disturbed by things like that. And, like, watching Oswald Cobblepot with, like, his three-fingered hands, like, eat I guess, live fish. Yeah. Like, it was kind of like,
kind of visceral. Yeah, and he bit that guy's nose.
He bit the guy's nose, you know, and Christopher Walken was there. That's weird enough.
That's weird enough.
I can't do it.
Not at that age.
Yeah. just a child.
It's funny because that series did a quick slide when Joel Schumacher took over because it does what a lot of action movies and some comic book movies do is when the sequels come out,
let's make
it more kid friendly, more family accessible. Let's make toys. Oh, the first toy sold really well. So we'll add more toy play sets, you know. Yeah. And that's why, you know, I'm so glad Christopher Nolan, when he rebooted the franchise, from all three of the movies Christopher Nolan did, he didn't let up. They were relentless. They were dark, and they didn't get lighter.
Yeah. That's,
they got darker.
The last one was super depressing. Yeah.
Especially when it starts in Bruce Wayne. It's just an old, like, grizzled man who's got a broken up body.
Yeah. I like that I wish they had done a little bit more with that. I don't like how they kind of glossed over all that with, oh, there's this magic knee brace that gives him superhuman kicking power, apparently, and fixed all the rest of his problems. But I did like that they're like, the doctor, you know, who I think that doctor was
Thomas Lennon. That was Thomas Lennon from.
I was like, what the hell is he doing here?
Yeah, from the state.
Reno 911.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you have no cartilage in your shoulders or knees, and you have massive scarring on your liver and kidneys, and your brain looks like you've been concussed a lot. You're not going heli-skiing or whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm glad that they finally acknowledged, like, Batman's not a superhuman. He's not a metahuman.
No.
He. Like, he appears to be, because he just dishes out the ass whoopings.
Right.
But it caught up with them. Like, it's kind of cool to see that. And they acknowledge it a little bit in The Dark Knight Returns, too.
Oh, yeah. He's got to use a metal suit at one point, you know?
Well, yeah, when he when he fights Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, his kind of Hulkbuster-ish
type
suit.
He has to,
yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, obviously he's got to.
Well, there was a good long stretch between the Christopher Nolan movies and the Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, there was a dark time in there, and I'm not talking about the good kind of dark like we're talking about with Batman. I'm talking when Two-Face was played by Tommy Lee Jones, and I love Tommy Lee Jones.
I love Tommy Lee Jones, but it was silly.
When Gotham was not dark, it was lit up by
neon and black
light. When they had essentially many Statue of Liberties holding observatories up.
Right, right, like, right, right.
That is not practical.
It is the worst designed city ever.
Oh, yeah. Gotham, if you think about it, is a terrible place to live. Yeah. Why anyone would want to live there is beyond me.
It should, you know, in Cataclysm.
Yeah.
And in No Man's Land, you just feel like, you know, what your stories within Batman canon and the comics, Gotham should have just shut down.
Yeah, it's like, all right, we need to do over here.
But Bruce Wayne is really living his father's expectation of him, and that's you never leave Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of Gotham because Gotham took care of the Waynes. At some point, you just kind of cut out and go, hey, Dad, you were murdered here, too.
Yeah.
Gotham also killed you.
Where did, I thought about this the other day. His dad was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Wayne Enterprises come from?
I guess
it's just a family business. His dad decided not to be a CEO, or he was a CEO, but he was
also
a doctor.
And became a surgeon. Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
Classic overachievers.
Yeah, all right, Wayne family.
Cut it out.
I just watched, rewatched. Sorry, getting a drink. Just rewatched Flashpoint Paradox.
Oh, good movie.
When Thomas Wayne becomes Batman.
Yeah.
And he's like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And uses guns instead of, like, batarangs and stuff. It's weird. I was like, wow, that's a weird, eerily similar parallel that your son was killed. Your wife, does his wife become the Joker?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, she
looks
smears it and starts laughing hysterically, and you don't see her again.
Yeah.
And he creates a cave, and crazy.
So somehow, in the Wayne DNA, there is something that's become something to do with bats.
Yeah, they love the bats. It's interesting to see Batman's relationship with the other superheroes in his world too, because he and Superman don't ever seem to really get along. And I think maybe some of that is due, you know, Batman's pushed his body and mind to the absolute physical and mental, like, human peak. The peaks of human achievement is what he's got. And Superman comes along and...
He's already perfect.
Can do everything that and more. And
right.
You.
But he's got a moral compass that's so dialed in, and Batman doesn't.
Yeah, Batman doesn't. He'll do whatever he has to do. I'd love to see... I think we talked about this. I would love to see if they did some other kind of spin-off Dark Knight Returns-ish type thing where Batman ends up raising Superman somehow. Like, maybe Clark's... jet coming in from space, like, gets delayed by a second his time, but it ends up being 30 years because of relativity. And he crashes in Gotham because the Earth's not spinning. It wasn't in the same place it would have landed because it spun a little bit more. And Bruce finds him and raises him to be Super Batman or something like that. You know? Like, that'd be kind of cool.
A Superman body with a Batman mindset.
Batman mind, where he's just like, you tell me what I want to know. Snap your arm just by gripping it and twisting
it. That's one thing Batman doesn't do is kill, but he will break you up.
Oh, yeah. He'll make you wish you were dead.
Yeah. So what we got coming down the pike is a few things for Batman. Well, right now in the comics, the comics are really good because Damian Wayne just died.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Batman's son.
Okay.
Okay. That's not a spoiler. That's a big plot line that's going through the comics. He was killed in Batman Inc.
Okay.
Which is Batman Incorporated.
Is Batman Incorporated like his whole team?
Well, he funds a team. He uses Wayne Enterprise to fund a team.
Which includes who?
Is it
all the Robins at Nightwing?
No. These are just... I'll have to break this down at another point. This is a whole other discussion.
Okay.
It's a bunch of other heroes.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about it.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that on another podcast to get into it. But anyway.
Okay.
Damian is killed.
Yeah.
And Batman watches it happen.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So now they're doing something called Year Zero.
Mm-hmm.
While they're in, which is in a couple of bad titles. While they're also doing a hunt for Robin. So I think they're going to bring in a new Robin, and I think it's going to be Harper, who is the Robin in A Dark Knight Returns. They put that character into canon, into these stories.
Interesting, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Because she plays Damon's tutor, Damian's tutor, who is curious where did he go.
Okay.
You know, so she goes to the Wayne Manor. She's like, where is he? He was supposed to come my lesson. They're like, we didn't even know he was taking lessons from you. You know, study.
Why did they kill off Damian Wayne? It's like, Damian Wayne.
I don't know. Grant Morrison said that he was, when he created the character, he didn't create the character, but when he brought the character back, he had planned on killing him off a couple years ago.
Okay.
So this was obviously in the works. They were going to bring him up, make him a Robin that was, he doesn't have the typical Robin attitude. He's very snooty. He was raised by Ra's al Ghul, and his mom, Talia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was raised to be in the League of Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And then his mom introduces him to Batman. Batman raises him. He's already has that killer mindset.
Okay.
And he's already highly trained. Batman has to, you know, the League of Shadows isn't all about doing what's morally correct. They kill, and you know, Bruce doesn't believe in that. Batman doesn't believe in that, so he's got a temper.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, you know, Damian Wayne, and it turns out he's actually becomes a really cool Robin, a really cool character.
Okay,
he's a badass
for
sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's probably the best Robin I've seen physically and mentally, but he's also a loose cannon, and that's what got him killed.
Okay,
so.
I haven't read anything with Damian Wayne. I know there's a lot of Batman and Son and stuff.
Right.
Like that. I haven't read any of that.
There's a really cool trade paperback called Birth of the Demon, which tells the stories of his conception. He was basically drugged.
Yeah.
Because Ra's al Ghul wanted his daughter and Batman to be together.
Yeah.
To take over the League of Shadows, and he wanted her to have his kid. So they seduce him. They drug him.
Yeah.
And you know they conceive.
They have unprotected sex.
Unprotected
sex.
There's no bad condom.
Don't leave the cave without it.
So there's a really good trade paperback that tells the stories of that.
Mm-hmm.
But right now they're also doing something called Year Zero. They're doing a storyline Year Zero, and it tells of Batman before Year One, which is another great story. Year One's another great story by Frank Miller. But this is his first encounter doing anything. in Gotham.
Yeah.
You know, coming into Gotham himself and meeting people, mm-hmm. you know, and it's really how Bruce Wayne reemerged after his supposed, you know,
death or whatever happens.
Whatever Alfred declares him dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. But there's a lot of other cool stuff going on with Batman right now. There's a show called Gotham that's coming out. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. That's going to be on the Fox network, and it looks like it focuses more on the city, and Jim Gordon appears to be the main character back when he's a detective, I guess. It probably set in, in a real world timeline, it'd be like in the 80s, but it looks like it's a little more modern. It's just when Batman's a young child, he's not, he's maybe his parents just died, you see, and because you see Jim Gordon trying to comfort him and stuff, and it looks like it's more about the villains, the early villains, and the corruption in Gotham, and maybe how it got to be as bad as it was when it goes through the depression that it goes through. I'm interested to see, because I like Ben McKenzie, the actor that they got to play Jim Gordon. I am interested to see, because there's going to be any Batman in this.
Right.
Fine. Okay. But I would have liked, not to judge the show before I've seen it, but, I mean, maybe it'll turn out to be just amazing, but it looks like they cast Bruce as being a little too young.
I'd
like to see him in middle or high school, and maybe they show him being real weirdo in school, like he's all fucked up, you know, and he doesn't really have a path yet. Maybe he meets up with Jim Gordon, and that's how they integrate him into the main storyline, because it's not about Bruce Wayne or Batman. Yeah. And he wants to be like a little junior police officer or something, and then he sees, oh, that's all I got to do, all this shit. They can't really do what they need to do because they got all this bureaucracy to deal with.
Right.
Maybe that, but I'm anxious to see what it's
like. Well, I think some of the villains look way older in their roles than Bruce is. Mm-hmm. You know? Like Catwoman, in the story, she's about Bruce's age.
Yeah.
She looks like a good 7 or 8 years older than Bruce. Mm-hmm. And this, I don't know what they're doing, to be honest.
I don't either. All the villains look older. I can get down with the Penguin being older.
Right.
Maybe the Riddler.
Maybe the Riddler. Yeah.
Not Catwoman.
No. Mm-hmm. So that looks pretty good. I mean, I still want to see it. I'll still watch it because it's Batman related.
Sure. Maybe it'll be a surprise. Like, Arrow was a surprise to me.
I didn't expect a CW show to interest me.
Yeah, yeah. Don't lie. You know you watch. You know you have all the seasons of Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
Gilmore Girls.
Right,
you let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
But I didn't expect that, to like that as much. And Flash looks pretty cool. So you know, I don't know. Maybe Gotham will surprise me and it'll be really good.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have two other movies. Well, you have the movie Batman and Superman coming out.
Yeah.
Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Justice, that's the working, or I guess the main title that they've chosen.
It seems like, well, I don't know how much Batman is going to be in this, because it's a Superman sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it to be not a Superman sequel and a Batman-Superman movie. A world's finest movie.
Yes.
Don't put Batman in for only 30 minutes. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a world's finest comic book, or there was a story arc. Is there a main premise to that, or is it just, hey, they're together in this comic book?
Yeah. Well, the premise is they're in a, I think the last one I read, which was a few issues back, they were in another world dealing with a witch.
Oh.
It doesn't seem all that canon.
Okay, so yeah, they're probably not going to go down that route. The Man of Steel, I liked it okay. It had some its own issues, but most movies do. I mean, I'm not a daytime film director, so I can't judge too harshly on that. But they've got Christopher Nolan involved. They've got Zack Snyder, both of whom can do a good job. I'm excited to see. I'm looking forward to seeing Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I mean,
he's a good actor.
Yeah, yeah. People will be like, "Oh, Daredevil." Daredevil wasn't his fault. And somewhere inside of Daredevil, if you recut and reshoot some stuff, probably is a good movie.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ben Affleck has done some solid work in a lot of movies. The Town,
Argo, Good Will Hunting, he wrote and acted in. Like, yeah, oh, he did Geely, too, and Reindeer Games. Okay, that's
great.
He's still first class. He's still a first class actor.
Yeah, he's still really good.
And, I mean, I'm sure he's aware of, oh, second time putting on a mask here. And with Batman, after, you know, Christian Bale did such a good job. He knows he's got to make it count. But He's a pro.
He knows what's up. Be good.
And I'm sure it will look good. I'm anxious. I wonder what his involvement's going to be. Is this an older kind of like grumpy Batman?
They say he's going to be a more seasoned Batman who's dealing with Superman in his early years.
Okay.
So
interesting.
He's going to bring the experience in.
Okay.
So that looks pretty cool. Also, and it was just announced today that the game is pushed back, but Arkham Knight is going to be released. That's a new installment in the Arkham franchise, the Batman franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Rocksteady is a company that's doing it, and this is a gaming podcast, so I need to talk about that. It's going to be an amazing game. It looks really fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to drive the Batmobile.
Yeah.
You get to play as Harley. You pre-order. I don't know. There's a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, you can find the video, the trailer online on YouTube.
Those trailers are so cool. I was watching them really before they came here. The one for the last one, Origins, when he fights Deathstroke in that shipyard. Awesome.
That is considered the weakest of the series, and that was a great game. Yeah, because this company...
I've never played the games, just a disclaimer.
This company called Rocksteady, who put out Arkham Asylum and then Arkham City, were both monumentally good games,
mm-hmm.
and usually video games that are based off of comic book characters aren't all that great,
mm-hmm.
but I think, you know, the last Batman games have really turned that. They're like, holy shit, this is what it feels like to be the Batman.
Okay.
And then a company, and I can't think of who did it off the top of my head. I know Rocksteady, who did the first two, didn't do Arkham Origins. It was still a really great game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what people's complaints were, except it seems like more of the same thing, but I really enjoy it.
Okay.
So the new game, Rocksteady's, it's going to be their swan song to the series. They're doing it. It looks amazing. It was just pushed, and now it's been pushed back to next year.
Why?
I don't know. Games get pushed back all the time. It was going to be released in October, which was the release date of, you know, a year from the last one,
uh-huh.
but it's been pushed back. Who knows? Put some polish on it, make it excellent.
Yeah.
It'll be great when it comes out.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about some of the current events.
Oh, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Action figure-wise, they just put out in the Arkham, Multiverse series, Arkham uh-huh. Origins Multiverse series,
uh-huh.
two Michael Keaton Batman figures.
Yeah.
One masked and one unmasked.
Really?
Yes. So you can find those usually at Target or Walmart,
uh-huh.
and they look like Michael Keaton. And they're the six inch, so they're small figures.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Three? Well, I forget the dimensions. They're small figures, like G.I. Joe's.
Okay.
They look awesome.
Yeah?
I've been hunting them down.
Nice.
Yeah.
They probably have more mobility than Michael Keaton actually did in that suit, though.
Yeah, he says. He's like, it sucked.
I mean,
to be in that suit.
Yeah. No head turning. You better turn your whole shoulders.
You turn your whole body.
Whole shoulders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which, if you sneak up on him and he's going to throw a punch, friend or foe, you better, you know, if you're a friend, you better.
It's me. Hey
Batman.
Bat, it's me. Coming up the block. Don't blast me with anything.
I got your cold suit, Batman.
That'd be a great skit. Like, he's so on edge. Like, he just attacks everyone.
Every single person.
Like, when he's out to dinner as Bruce Wayne, he knocks the waiter out or something like that. That'd be pretty funny.
We better wrap this up, dude. We didn't even get into the graphic novels. There's so much. Hush and
All-Star
No Man's Land, All-Star Batman.
Yeah.
The Nightfall, when he gets his back broke by Bane, which takes three huge books to tell.
Yeah.
Great stuff. We'll do that again.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to us talk about Batman.
It's not to be part one, because there's
so much to talk about.
We didn't cover.
So we'll do another one. We'll do another. Hey, he's been around for 75 years. He deserves two podcasts by a couple of guys
that
nobody's heard of.
You keep doing your thing, Bass.
So anyway, hey, find me on Instagram at AvidGamerWare. Find me on Twitter at AvidGamerWare or AvidGamerWare.com. And I appreciate you listening. So thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Bye, team.
Take care.